Byte Magazine recently said, "It would not be an exaggeration to describe the history of the computing industry for the past decade as a massive effort to keep up with Apple." And with the launch of Windows 95, it appears that effort continues.
Hello, and welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-plus minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan Elijah. Joining me today, his chest hair is so thick and luscious, when he goes shirtless, his area's fertility rates skyrocket. You know that I'm talking about Buster Heine. Careful with those fertility rates in your area. Now, you just got married. You don't want to get kids before you want them. Also joining us, he's a close personal friend of the show, and oddly, he spends a lot of time at Alex E. Heath's house. Christopher Walken is joining us today.
Oh,
Chris, so good to have you back on the show.
Hello, Erfan.
What have you been doing with your Apple Watch? Did you get one?
I've been loving my Apple Watch.
Yeah. I like how he whispers it. And did you get a case for it? Where do you store it for safekeeping?
Well, you see, your grandfather, he stored it in his derriere during the war.
And so that's where you've been keeping yours to keep it safe?
Yes, he died of dysentery.
I'll tell you, we should talk about this after the show. I think there are easier ways to store your Apple Watch for protection. That doesn't sound comfortable at all. It's an honor to have you back on the show, but if you wouldn't mind, could you maybe get Alex E. Heath back for us? We want to talk to him about his Apple opinions.
Heathy?
Calls him Heathy.
Hey, what's up?
What's guys? Up,
sorry.
Dude?
Walken had the mic again. Get away. All right, he's gone.
I can't believe that he keeps his Apple Watch in his derriere.
I know, it's crazy.
I mean, it seems largely unnecessary to keep your watch.
It does.
Safe.
Apparently,
there's lots of padding and protection, though.
Yeah, and
that
apparently
is true.
The fitness tracking is much more accurate.
Wow, I did not realize though. It's more accurate if you keep it in there, eh?
Yeah. Definitely.
I guess on runs and stuff and walks, that makes sense. Yeah. I might try that.
Yeah.
Well, we have such a delightful show planned for all of you listeners, all you dear, dear listeners. I love when this happens. So normally, right after we record, all these, you know, Apple products get updated, all this news breaks that we should have talked
the
about.
Day after.
Literally the day after. And this time it happened before we actually recorded. So we are going to be speaking about the Apple Watch. It got its first update ever, and I'm curious to talk about what changed and to see, Buster, especially if you notice any improvements, any notable improvements. We're also going to be talking about price drops and price increases on some of Apple's most popular products. You may have heard about the price drops, but you may not have heard that a lot of their products actually became significantly more expensive depending on your geography. And if you have been looking forward to an Apple television, well, we have some bad news for you. Stay tuned to the end for that. Before we jump into the show, I want to say thank you to FreshBooks for supporting this episode. Yes, FreshBooks, the easy-to-use invoicing software designed to help small businesses get organized, save time invoicing, and get paid faster. We all use FreshBooks to send invoices. We all use it to get paid faster. We all love FreshBooks. Absolutely one of those key pieces of software that I subscribe to every month, and I pay for it just like everyone else. Check it out. Head on over to freshbooks.com/cultcast. Enter cultcast in the how did you hear about us section, por favor, so they know that you heard about them from us. And Squarespace. So y'all know, quite recently, I launched a little product called the Cult Cloth. Now, most of you are using the Cult Cloth appropriately. Thank you. It's for keeping your Apple Watch, your Apple phone, your iPhone, your iPad, your Mac in pristine, clean condition. I am very anal about that, to keep all my devices clean. Well, when I discovered these magnificent cloths, I needed a way to sell them. And I didn't really know exactly what I was going to do, and finally it occurred to me, hey, you know, I've been talking about Squarespace e-commerce stores forever. Why don't I just try and build one of those? That makes sense, right? So I decided to give it a shot. I got all my branding and everything together, all my photos and everything that I needed to put into the website. And I would say within 2 hours, I have the website that you can find on cultcloth.co. And if you go to that site with your Mac, if you go to that site with your iPhone, with your iPad, it all scales perfectly, and that's all Squarespace doing the magic in the background. All I did was drag and drop in my photos. I messed with some of the fonts. I mean, everything is drag and drop. You just choose the color, choose what you want it to look like. It's very, very easy, super simple to do. Literally anyone could do it. And within no time, you will have a great-looking website, or if you're trying to build an e-commerce store, a great-looking store. And it integrates with some really smart credit card processing, some super crazy good shipping processing. So all the shipping, all the emails that you get when you place an order, all the shipping or the tracking information, I'm not doing any of that stuff. It's all happening via Squarespace integrations with various apps. And I could not be more pleased. It has been working flawlessly and it's extremely affordable. Check out Squarespace. If you need a new website, if you want to start a e-commerce store, you absolutely should check out Squarespace. Squarespace.com. Sign up for a 2-week free trial. They don't even need your credit card information. And if you decide to purchase their service, you can save 10% off any order, a month of service, a year of service. Just use code cultcast at checkout for 10% off. There's too many things called cult around here. I'm having a hard time keeping them all straight. I want to thank Squarespace for supporting this episode. That's squarespace.com. Alex, This is your final show ever.
Not ever.
Well, odds are you're gonna meet your death in New York City.
Okay,
Let's be honest.
Yeah, it is my last show as part of the Cult of Mac family. That is correct.
Well, you'll always be part of my family.
Of House Elijah.
Remember you. Come on, Buster. We rehearsed this. Remember? You're not going to just let me do a cappella, are you? Remember me. No? I don't know the lyrics, actually. That might be the only part I know. Don't let your life. I'll stop. I think we just
lost everybody.
People, yeah, the ear pods are coming out randomly at this point. Yeah. So if you missed last episode, Alex E. Heath shared with us a very sad, well, bittersweet announcement. He is moving to New York City to join that treacherous group of Business Insider employees.
Yes.
He's going to be a Business Insider-er. He's going to have all the insides on business. And when are you actually leaving, Alex?
I move next week. So my first day is June 1st. So
first day in the office is June 1st.
Yep.
You no more working from home for you.
Nope. Unfortunately, I will have to.
I'll tell you, that's going to suck.
Yeah. I don't think it matters where you work. Yeah, not working from home is going to be tough.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to having to get out of my pajamas now.
Well, you know what? Set a standard for yourself the very first day. Just go in there with your pajamas on.
Yeah, you could do that.
And just say, hey, my last boss didn't have a problem with this.
My onesie?
With your giant onesie.
Yeah.
So you're excited. You're leaving next week. And we're obviously going to miss you terribly.
I'm going to miss the Cultcast listeners and you guys for sure.
And we welcome you back on anytime you want to come back on. Maybe once you get situated.
Yeah.
Maybe you could be like, hey, I can be on like once a month or something. Yeah, you know, we should figure something out.
Yeah.
But this is not the last you're going to hear from Alex unless he's mugged.
That's true.
And stabbed or made someone's sex slave in the New York underground wearing a gimp suit.
My first subway ride, that'll probably all happen. So.
Very first subway ride. Alex Seltzer, he gets killed. I hope that doesn't happen. I don't want to jinx it.
Have you ever been to New York?
Like once, like a lot, like 6 years ago for a day.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
So have you been to New York, Buster?
Yeah.
I have too. Do you have any tips for Alex?
No, none.
I have one. Don't make eye contact. I think that's pretty common. No matter how crazy anyone seems to be on the subway, don't say anything about their behavior and definitely don't look them in the eye.
Yeah. And well, yeah, and I do, if we have any great cult cast listeners, I'm sure we do in New York City who want to meet up, please let me know, because I'm looking for friends. I'm looking for people to show me around. So if you're not weird, looking for everything. So on me on Twitter, Alex E. Heath, hit me up.
You're just increasing your odds of being killed in New York. I'm just letting you know that. Well, that's quite an offer to hang out with the Alex Celsius Heath in New York City and possibly serial kill him.
Yeah, and I won't even charge that much. I'll lower my hourly rate.
Now that's a fair offer. Even I've had to pay Alex to hang out. I mean, he charges everybody. And I'll tell you, it's worth it. Yeah, it's definitely absolutely worth it. All right, well, let's talk about some Apple news, shall we? Let's start with the Apple Watch update. The first Apple Watch update ever includes mostly performance improvements. Yes, Buster.
Performance improvements, some new emoji support, so you can get all the emojis.
I'll be honest, I haven't even figured out how to send an emoji yet.
I think, you never send me any.
Well, the only one that I've ever received is from you, and I don't know how you did it.
Well, I mean, this is even for just regular emoji, because like
for
keyboard,
text messages and stuff.
Yeah, because it used to only have like I don't know, maybe 40 or so. I can't remember. It was, and then let's see, they've added battery charging percentage to the home screen.
Oh, really?
Just like, to the, like when you're charging it in the charger, it'll show the charging.
Yeah, for those that don't have an Apple Watch, it would just say charging previously. So you never actually knew how much time was going to be left. It's funny. A couple people have reached out to me on Twitter and said, please don't talk too much about Apple Watch. I don't have one yet. And I'm guessing that's going to be familiar for a lot of people. A lot of people just don't even have their Apple Watches yet. Not even Alex has one yet.
Nope.
But you may be able to get one come June. I'm jumping the gun though here. Buster, did you notice anything different after installing the update, or was it pretty much just business as usual?
I noticed a couple things. One, it took the update forever to install. Like
me too.
20 minutes. It was insane.
Not only that, but your Apple Watch, so on your iPhone, right, it has to have 50% battery or more, and then you're fine. Well, with the Apple Watch, it has to be plugged in, and it also has to have 50% or more battery life. So if you're at 30% on your Apple Watch and you plug it into the charger, you still can't update it until it's up to 50%. That was kind of annoying.
I was at a coffee shop when it came out and I had like 90%, but I couldn't install it. I was kind of annoyed about that.
It wouldn't let you install it. Why? Because you weren't plugged in?
Yeah, you have to be plugged
into
the charger.
No matter what.
So that the installing process is kind of annoying, I think. There also wasn't a notification on the Apple Watch that you had an update. At least I didn't get one.
I didn't get one either. You have to go
into that would have been like nice to just be like, hey, there's new software for your watch. I feel like it activates quicker when you raise it, like the auto raise thing.
Me too. So that was driving me crazy, and it still does slightly because I still think it takes too long when you raise your wrist for the watch to actually appear, but it is faster now.
Yeah, it's like 0.3 seconds faster.
Did you time it?
No.
just guessing.
I feel like the the complications, the info that's on like the clock face screen, those update slightly quicker now. Like it used to take like a couple seconds for the weather here to update, but now it's usually just like one or two.
I just feel like everything's faster. So they just made a bunch of performance improvements. But not only that, they said that they made workout tracking a little bit better. And I have noticed that one of the things I've noticed is that when I'm standing, my watch doesn't constantly remind me to stand.
Oh, yeah?
Which would happen all the time. You're standing there.
Standing.
Yeah, we were standing already.
Notification to stand.
Yes, and it's like, you should stand. And you're like, I've been standing for the last 3 hours.
Taking a shower, and it'd be like, seriously? Like, what?
Are you sure? Are you sure it doesn't want you to just do the squats?
No. I don't know, because sometimes I'm like, I definitely stood up that hour, but maybe it didn't detect it. I don't know.
It just needs you to work the glutes a little more.
Like you have
move
your wrist
I would
around.
Welcome.
Yeah.
I think they need to add that in. Please flex glutes. And then you can have like a glute tracker. Although for where Christopher Walken keeps his Apple Watch, That would be perfect. You would actually get workout points for that. Yep. Any other improvements, Buster, that you've noticed? This kind of seemed to be a minor, just...
Yeah, that was about it.
Yeah, same here. I was kind of hoping for something more, but unfortunately, it looks like they're just still ironing out the kinks,
Wait till WWDC to announce something bigger.
Do you think they're going to announce like a major? So we know we're going to get. They're going to talk about iOS 9, and do you think they're also going to talk about the new? I don't know, iOS for Apple Watch.
Maybe because it's not going to be like Apple Watch 2.0, but they could talk about what's coming in like the Apple Watch 1.1 update. That might not even come out until later in the far, like, you know, like August or September.
So 9 to 5 Mac came out with a bunch of reports this week, and one of the things that they mentioned was that according to some of their sources, we all knew they're working on new features, but they called out some of these features. So one of the features they're working on is Find My iWatch, which is not built in now, and who knows when that will actually show up. I don't really feel like that is a feature that I necessarily want. I mean, who's going to steal your iWatch or your Apple Watch from you?
I don't know, because I don't know. I've never worried about – I don't wear jewelry, but the Apple Watch is definitely a piece of jewelry. And like when you're – I don't know. I've never had a nice watch that people notice on my wrist before. So – in some ways, I am self-conscious of it that, you know, it could get stolen in the future and there isn't like a great way to like secure it.
Yeah, I didn't even realize until I was reading about it. There is. If it gets stolen, you're just SOL. I keep mine passcode protected. So if someone does steal it, at least they can't use it.
Oh, but they can still wipe it though.
Oh, they can?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's basically worthless. So if someone wants to come up and take it, they can just wipe it, which is what they would do anyway.
Yeah, it's a little bit too easy to steal an Apple Watch right now.
Yeah, especially if you had a really nice one. Well, one of the other features apparently being worked on is called smart leashing, and this would be so useful. Smart leashing would work like this. If you have your Apple Watch on, you leave your iPhone somewhere, your Apple Watch would actually notice when your distance from the iPhone is increasing over a certain amount and would warn you that you're leaving your iPhone somewhere. That would be super handy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that they're working on, and I think this would be fantastic, is the watch face complications. So we mentioned the complications. If you don't have an Apple Watch, the complications are the little things in the corners of your watch face, and you can set different functionality like the dates or a timer or a stopwatch. And right now, only Apple controls those. But apparently, they are going to give developers access to those as well. So you'd be able to do other things like read your Twitter.
Yeah, see how many mentions you've got.
I don't want to see how many
Instagram
mentions.
Hearts or something.
I want to see the actual Twitter mentions in that little
in the 5 millimeter. Huh?
Yeah, in the actual complication. I mean, why do it on your iPhone? I think that there's just so much space on your iPhone. I just want to do it in as small space as possible.
Okay.
Any other Apple Watch updates that might be coming down the line that we've heard of?
I don't know.
You want to just make something up?
No.
I heard that if you stick it in your derriere, it will perform a colonoscopy for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing what technology can do today. So that's going to be coming in the next update. And when your Apple Watch updates, I want everyone to try it out. Let me know how that works.
I forgot there was one feature that we didn't talk about.
What's that?
Jeb Bush said that it was going to replace Obamacare. So you got that to look forward to.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's a lot cheaper than health insurance is right now. So that would be pretty cool if I could just buy an Apple Watch instead. Now, how exactly is it going to treat your health? Is it going to
He didn't say that.
He didn't outline his plan?
No.
I'm going to have to Bing that.
In the future. Yeah. It's going to come in a couple generations, I think.
Yeah, that seems like it might be further down the pipe for Apple. All right, well, let's talk about some new Macs and some price drops. So, unfortunately for me, I was kind of hoping that we were going to get a radically new 15-inch MacBook Pro come WWDC, which, by the way, is in just several weeks. When is it?
It's in like 3 weeks, June 6th.
It's right around the corner.
I can't remember.
Yeah, and I was, you know, every year we always hope that Apple's going to do some type of hardware thing at WWDC, and they still might, but we're definitely not going to see any new Macs because they've literally updated all their Macs in the last
months, 6 months, I think. Yeah.
So we got a new MacBook Pro 15-inch, but I was reading about the specs, and I got to admit, I wasn't all that impressed.
Yeah.
It's just a small bump.
I mean, they just wanted to put the trackpad on there.
Yeah, which is essentially all they did. But why did it take them so long to do that? They did the 13-inch right away.
Because, I mean, I don't know. It's Apple. It's like,
it seems weird they would have waited.
I mean, I don't think the 15-inch is one of their best sellers either. So I don't know if there was necessarily a rush to get it before the 13-inch and the new MacBook as well.
Even I think I'm going to move to the 13-inch next.
Yeah, I was really hoping at WWDC they might announce like a super thin 15-inch MacBook Pro with
some sexy
stuff. And but now I'm like, maybe I'll just wait and see what the iPad Pro looks like.
Yeah, I don't know if that will replace a laptop for me, but...
Well, I don't have an iPad, so...
I'm not getting one until there's a Pro model, because that's the kind of model I use, Pro. Yeah. Let's talk about some of these other specs. So, increased battery life, now up to 9 hours. As the fellows have mentioned, a spec bump for the CPU, clock speeds. Although they are still using the older Haswell chips, this one kind of irked me a little bit. Why not just update to the newer chips? So you're paying the same amount. You're getting a little bit faster clock speed, but other than that, not really anything miraculous in that department. Faster SSDs. This is the same one that's going in all the other MacBooks, up to 2.5 times faster. And other than that, it's pretty much the same old Mac. So if you're looking to buy a MacBook Pro 15-inch, now's your time to shoot. Although I would recommend now's the time to buy the refurbished model of the one they just discontinued. Because now is when you're going to get an absolutely amazing deal on those. We also got updated 5K iMacs. And they introduced a $2,000 model and also dropped the price on the top tier $2,500 model to $2,300. But here's the bummer for pretty much everyone that's not in the US, and no one talked about this really, and this would be a major bummer for me. Apple has raised their prices as of yesterday across their MacBook line and their iMac line. So and on their Mac Pro. So all their Macs have gotten a price increase in Europe and in Canada. And it's not even a small price increase. So on the iMacs, prices were raised 100 to 300 euros in Europe and as much as 400 to 600 euros for the Mac Pro. That sucks.
Well, it's because that U.S. dollar is so strong right now. That's the number one reason.
The dollar is balling right now. It's like a major baller.
I will say one silver lining. This is not going to be for that many people. But if you happen to have placed an order for a non-Retina 27-inch iMac before the announcement and it still hadn't shipped, Apple has been upgrading those orders to Retina models for free.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, that is. That's so nice of Tim Cook to do that. Let's see here. So our Canadian friends, you guys also got price increases. The dollar is going bonkers. I guess the last time I was in Europe was 3 years ago, and the dollar costs, or a euro cost $1.60 when I was there. $1.60. Everywhere I was going was so expensive, as you can imagine, because our currency wasn't worth anything. I just checked yesterday, and a euro cost $1.10 right now.
Nice.
So if you're going to be traveling, it's a great time to visit Europe. Your money's going to go a lot further. And
go to Russia and it's even better.
Oh, da.
Putin wants your money.
He wants your money, and he wants you to dance for him. Alex did both. And if you're going to Europe, ask your European friends if you could smuggle something into the country for them, please. Their Macs are so expensive now, and they were expensive before. They were way expensive before. They don't have it quite as bad as our friends in Brazil, but now it's even worse. Buster, tell us why we might be seeing updated iPhone 6s sooner rather than later.
Well, before I get into that, I mean, we do get this rumor like pretty much every year.
Every year.
So I should probably preface it with that.
Okay.
But supposedly, like, things are going so well with the supply chain pre-production that, there's just Apple's just churning out the units like faster than expected for the upcoming update.
Mm-hmm. Wish they could give some of that to the watch.
Yeah, seriously.
Right.
Actually, maybe they are. Maybe they
well,
are, Alex.
The thing is that the watch production is coming from Quanta, which is its own deal. So, like, all the iPhone stuff is coming from Foxconn and everywhere else. And one supply chain partner is having to make the watch. So I'm hoping Apple will diversify like it had to do with the iPhone.
Eventually they will. And you got to think, too, this is the first time they've made the watch.
Yeah.
So, and actually, we should have mentioned this earlier. The watch is reportedly going to be available in stores in June. I don't know if that's going to be the beginning of June or the end of June, but you might soon be able to just walk into the store and buy a watch. I kind of wonder how many people are still waiting for their pre-orders. Alex, you didn't pre-order at all, did you, ever?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
You did?
Yeah, yeah.
And so when is your Apple Watch supposed to get to you?
Well, I mean, define pre-order.
I'm sorry. Did you order one online at all?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
so you're still waiting for that one.
Right.
Okay. And when are they saying your ship date's going
to
be?
It sent me a 5 to 7 week notice like a week and a half ago.
Oh, my gosh. So it's even worse than when they went on sale.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's hilarious to me. I guess I didn't realize how bad it still was. I'm so used to having this Apple Watch. I'm just so blasé about the whole thing, right? Everywhere I go, Buster, tell me if this happens to you, people ask me about my Apple Watch.
Dude, I just had some guy at Circle K freak out when I used Apple Pay. Like, freaked out.
Did he call security?
He was like, screw you, man. That is ridiculous. Screw you.
Yes.
I was like, I felt really weird.
Was he excited or was he angry at you?
He was excited. He was like, that was awesome. Yeah.
I mean, people... This is the surprising thing about Apple products. People who I know nothing about technology still know when Apple releases a new product. I had a girl the other day who I know knows nothing about technology. She's still using like an iPhone 4 and iPhone 4S. Saw me with the Apple Watch and was like, oh my gosh, is that the Apple Watch? I'm like, how did you even know about this? You're not the type of person that I would guess would... even care that I have an Apple Watch. I had a waitress at a Thai restaurant ask me, like in her Thai accent, she's like, is that Apple Watch? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes. I can't believe that everyone's so interested in this thing.
See, it's been like, yeah, it has been the oddest people have been interested in it. One was like an old guy ticket counter at like the movie theater was just like, is that an Apple Watch? That's the first one I've ever seen. And like super stoked about it, you know?
Yeah, people are very excited. And maybe it's because they keep seeing so many commercials or ads and stuff. I haven't really seen very many, but I guess every media outlet was talking about it for like a week.
Yeah.
In any case, this is a little bit of interesting update. We talked recently before on a show about how Angela Ahrendts, VP of retail, was going to be moving to a online pre-ordering model. So when you wanted to get a new Apple product, they were no longer going to be selling it in stores. You had to order it in line, which was a major bummer to me because if you're into Apple stuff, you know, culturally, when they release a new product, you got to go down to the store, slog it out all night with your sleeping bag and your camping chairs, and then, you know, be cold and miserable all night, and then get to the end of the line and just have them be sold out of it. Well, that's apparently not happening. She was saying that was actually only how it was going to work for the Apple Watch. They're not moving away from their previous model of offering things in the store. They were just doing that for the Apple Watch because they knew that they were going to sell out, and they just were not going to have enough inventory. So I think they didn't want everyone, you know, in front of Apple stores.
Yeah, only 10 people get a watch.
Yeah, and the whole front of the line is scalpers, right? That's what it would have been. The entire freaking line would have been scalpers, and you would have waited in line and then ended up with nothing. All right, I'm not going to rant about that. I've done that plenty on past shows. Before we continue, because I do want to talk about... Apple's plans for an actual Apple TV. I don't think you guys are going to like this news. I certainly did not. Let me go ahead and say thank you to FreshBooks for supporting this episode. There's a reason Leander and I say biggest books, freshest books. That's how you know that we like it. And what more of a recommendation could I give you than this? I pay for FreshBooks every single month, just like anybody else. And I find their service to be not just worth what I pay, but worth way more than I pay. And here's why. FreshBooks makes it extraordinarily easy to send invoices to your clients, to receive payments, to manage your business online, manage your expenses online or via their iPhone app, their iPad app, which are all beautifully designed, incredibly easy to use. And they save me so much time that I would absolutely pay them more. Maybe I shouldn't say this, man. They might. I think they're actually going to listen to this. I would pay them more, although I very much like the amount I'm paying them now for their service, because it saves me so much time. And it makes you look professional. When you have clients that you're managing and you're sending them invoices and managing invoices and collecting payments, you need to look professional, and FreshBooks helps you to do that. Plus, one of my favorite features, when you use FreshBooks, and this is special to FreshBooks, you can have your clients pay you with PayPal business payments. And there's a big difference between regular PayPal payments and business payments. And that is, when you use PayPal business payments, they only collect a 50-cent fee from you. 50 cents. Normally, if you're collecting a big ballin' invoice, like mine are normally $15,000 to $20,000, because I'm paid very handsomely for my services. PayPal would take 3% of that. What's 3% of 20,000, Buster?
Dude, why? I'm not Rayman.
$600. Watch, I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. Dude, I'm not Rayman. I can't do that calculation on my Apple Watch. The buttons are too small. So that would save you a ton of money just right there. Check out FreshBooks, freshbooks.com/cultcast. Sign up for a free trial. Please enter CultCast in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Download their iOS app. Start tracking your expenses easier than you ever have in their iOS app. And see why everyone loves FreshBooks. Everyone uses FreshBooks. Freshbooks.com/cultcast. I want to thank FreshBooks for supporting this episode. Got some bad news coming at you, bros.
Oh, how bad?
Well, it actually kind of depends on how much you wanted an Apple TV. On a scale of 1 to 5, 5 being very badly, y'all, how bad did you want an Apple television?
Like a 1.
So you didn't really want it all. So no, you're not going to be disappointed by this news.
I've never had faith in this rumor. Like, it's just... There's been so many reasons why it doesn't make sense for so long, like, well, 6 years.
It's apparently been going on forever, and longer than we even thought. Maybe even closer to like 10 years. Apple has been working on a Apple television. We're not talking about the Apple TV. We're talking about the Apple television, the long rumored device.
We reported on that thing like in 2011. They had this crazy prototype that would let you like do face tracking, all of which the Wall Street Journal reported a couple days ago.
So I think Leander posted that story, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a source who said that he had seen like a prototype of it.
Well, where there's smoke, there's fire. I think Apple was certainly working on something, and Wall Street Journal has confirmed that, you know, time and time again. But unfortunately, former Recoder John Pakowski, am I saying his last name right? I feel like that's such a fun name, fun last name to say, Buster. Pakowski.
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 That
sounds like an evil character from like a movie, like an evil Russian character from a movie. He has been known to be very accurate, and he's now working for BuzzFeed, and he was saying that not only was Apple working on an Apple television, but it was going to do much, much more than that.
Are you conflating two stories here?
John Pakowski was saying Pakowski.
I don't think Pakowski had said anything about the Ultra HD TV. It was only the Wall Street Journal that would report
on
it.
No, dude, I'm looking at it. It's right in front of me.
Well, Pakowski reported on like the new Apple TV set with the App Store that's coming at WWDC.
Oh, I am. I opened the wrong story.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Let me clear this up for people.
Yeah,
okay.
Alex,
BuzzFeed,
you tell
said
it.
That BuzzFeed and 9to5 Mac have said that a new TV set top box redesigned with a new remote and the streaming service is going to be announced at WWDC. And everybody's like, well, where's the Apple HD TV, you know, like the big TV to plug into your new Apple box? And Wall Street Journal is saying that Apple executives shelved that about a year ago after they've been trying it apparently for years and doing all these kinds of crazy prototypes with transparent glass and face detection and all this crazy stuff, and it just didn't work out.
That's basically what I just said. That's basically what I just said.
Yeah, more or less.
So, yes, as Alex pointed out, I was conflating the stories, Buster. Thank you. Wall Street Journal has said the actual Apple TV has been shelved, and my guess is shelved forever. I don't think we're ever going to see this thing, do you guys?
I wouldn't say shelved forever.
Well, I mean, they closed it down because they reportedly couldn't figure out a way to make it a unique product. It was just like every other TV that's on the market. And so why would anyone pay a premium for an Apple television?
TVs are like going to go away eventually. So
I don't. Do you believe that? I don't believe that.
Virtual reality.
No, there's no way.
Projectors.
I do think Apple is going to do some virtual reality stuff.
Wallpaper TVs. Yeah, for sure. They have to be thinking of other type of screens. Just maybe television sets don't work for them.
Yeah. Well, the virtual reality could work with the TV too, but like Apple has been hiring a bunch of people for virtual reality stuff, and they have a bunch of patents on it. But
I mean,
yeah,
the TV stuff's not going to happen. How many compete in virtual reality? Like, isn't Sony making one?
Everyone's making one. Yeah,
HTC has one now. It's apparently pretty good.
And you have the HoloLens, Microsoft's new product.
That one too,
looking pretty awesome.
Then there's going to be a new Google Glass too.
You think they'll resurrect that as a actual cool product?
I don't know. Yeah, I was wondering this week about what they're going to do with it because, you know, Tony Fadell was talking about it. But
I don't think they're ever going to get rid of TVs, at least not anytime soon. Maybe it's just me, but I think there's a lot of people out there that are like me that love sitting in front of a big, dumb panel and watching a movie and not having something that's so personal on your face that you really can't share with anyone around you.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I don't think, like, totally forever, like, you know, I'm not even thinking like in the next 5 to 10 years, but I think eventually TVs won't be like our main way of like watching shows and stuff like
that. I agree, but it's just like movie theaters.
I'm saying that's way far away.
I don't think movie theaters are going to go away because there's something that big screen experience that people are just going to keep liking.
Yeah, for sure. Especially when you're going to see a new movie and there's all the people like dressed
Mad
up
Max
in cosplay.
Like that was crazy.
So good.
On a big screen, you know?
Have you seen that Air Phone?
I haven't seen it yet. And let's go on this tangent. So you guys apparently have seen it.
So good, man.
That's surprising to hear. I was thinking this is going to be like a decent movie, but I keep hearing how great it is.
It's got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's stellar, man. Like, it's just a solid movie throughout. Like, keeps you entertained.
You know what?
Not, like,
hearing that
retarded.
From Buster is actually really high praise.
Well, yeah.
This movie, I can see this being right up Buster's alley. I don't know.
Yeah.
Are we talking in euphemisms again? Maybe I lost us. Is it because Tom Hardy's in it? Did I miss something?
Oh, Tom Hardy's great.
He's
he doesn't
so up.
Say anything.
Although I will say, Tom Hardy was sounding a little too much like Bane.
I thought so too, yeah.
Oh, great. So we're not going to be able to understand a single word that he says.
And he has a mask on for like the first half of it too.
So without spoiling anything, Buster, of which
it's
you're notorious to do, what is it about the movie, aside from, without talking about the plot, that made it so good? Is it the writing, the special effects? What was it?
I would say just the cinematography is awesome. The effects are really good. Yeah, the action, like the car chase. I mean, there's this freaking guy like strapped to a huge truck with tons of amplifiers who plays a flaming electric guitar. It's like
real. It's all real.
It's amazing, dude. Like it's a really good movie.
Even if you've never watched
Mad Max. I've never seen it.
I've seen some of the Mad Maxes, but they're all kind of weird. I've never really been able to get into them. Like, if you've seen Beyond Thunderdome, there's like that fight in that big steel dome. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No, I never saw it.
You never even seen it. I'm not even going to describe it to you because it just gets weirder. And I never really was into the original Mad Max series. And that's kind of why I was like, this movie could go either way, right? It's a reboot. Maybe it'll be good, but the storyline is still the same. Was the narrative actually good for those movies?
It's not much of a narrative. It's mostly a pretty simple storyline. It's mostly like just the action.
It's just kick-ass action movie.
It just grips you by the gonads for 2 hours.
You guys know there are a few things I love more than getting gripped by the goads. In a movie theater, that is. In a movie theater.
FYI, I think LaCane is trying to join us.
Is he?
Is he?
Yeah.
Let's try to add him in here.
Guys? I'm only an hour late.
Oh, there he is. Oh, hey, Leander, there you are.
Teas and crumpets.
Hey, you're up, guys.
There he is.
Have you seen Mad Max, Leander?
I haven't seen it, no.
Okay, next segment.
moving on. All right, welcome, Leander.
It looks great.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was just trying to get some inside scoop from the guys on why it's so good without revealing any of the plot line. Okay. Tell me everything about it without telling me anything about it.
Right. Yeah.
But
yeah.
You succeeded. Now that we have Lacan here, we can get serious about Apple Chat. Let's talk about the Apple TV that we're supposed to see at WWDC Buster, which I started describing earlier, as you so astutely pointed out. We are supposed to be getting a Apple TV at WWDC. We've talked about this before, and now I'm thinking that this device is going to be a focus of the keynote because we're not going to see any other hardware. This is going to be probably the only hardware that we see. And as I was mentioning earlier, John Pakiwowski from BuzzFeed. I can't say it. My tongue literally won't do it. It says that the new Apple TV isn't just a play for the sake of streaming TV. It will also make the mythical digital living room a reality. I think that's what we're going to see. The big piece of hardware that we're going to see at WWDC. Any objections?
Leander? Well, apart from the fact that it's complete fantasy and wishful thinking.
Sure. Well, I mean, this is John Pakiwowski saying it, Leander.
Wait, Leander, you don't think there's going to be a new Apple TV?
I didn't see it. You know, I got to admit, I didn't see his story, but. Okay.
These are not my sources, Leander.
What else did he say? Was he more specific?
He's talking about like an app update to like the Apple TV box with an app store, new remote and Siri integration on it.
Hmm. I think it's going to be the hub of your digital living room. It's going to control everything.
I think that makes
you don't even know about.
That makes more sense than like an Apple television set for sure. You know.
Yeah, I think so too, especially with HomeKit.
Like, it's way more inexpensive to get one of those into every home. And then also, I'm sure some of the software is going to be coming to the cheaper $69 Apple TV, you know, that they just lowered the price on.
Yeah, probably. But I think the full-featured, new whatever they end up calling it, the new Apple TV, is going to be the thing that, like, controls your living room and also does the streaming television. And also, I was reading that it's going to have much more storage, which is so funny to me, considering the fact that the Apple television used to have a lot of storage.
Yeah, it used to have like a hard drive that you could hack exactly. And like add in a bigger one. Like that was the best Apple TV.
And they continually made it smaller and smaller until now it's just this little puck. And now they're probably going to make it bigger. And I mean, it's probably going to be SSD. I don't think they're going to put an actual hard drive in there. Actually, maybe they will. Hard drive technology is considerably cheaper than SSDs. Maybe it will look exactly like the old Apple TV. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
And we'll control all the devices in your house that support HomeKit, I think. And yeah. He was also saying that the streaming media portion is also going to be a big part of the announcements that, hey, look, we made partners with all these network providers, show providers, and you're going to be able to watch. Finally, you're going to be able to watch. I'm trying to think of a cool show on television that I would actually want to see.
Well, like if they got like ESPN, like native in the Apple TV, that'd be huge.
That'd be pretty cool. But I was thinking it was going to be more like.
Are you thinking per show? Like
I was just trying to think of cool like shows on some networks that maybe not many people watch.
But Gilmore I was Girls.
Oh, don't you dare say anything bad about Gilmore Girls. Is that show even still on?
I don't think
no.
So.
Look, Alex knows. When was it? When was it over, Alex?
Guys, that ended like a long time ago.
I just want some British TV. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Oh, what networks would we want to see on there, Leander?
The BBC on there.
Yeah, right. And but I don't see it. You know, it'd be great if you could. What they need to do is build on a VPN client, so then you can tunnel into all these different countries. Because you know, like but. Each country has its own streaming services, but you can only get it locally. So they
bought. Well, hopefully it supports stuff. Popcorn Time.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God! Do you see that Popcorn Time in the browser?
Yeah, that's going to be shut down real quick.
Are you still using Popcorn Time, Alex?
I can't.
Reportedly, I can't confirm or deny.
Of course he isn't.
Of course he is. Of course he is, and
right. I don't touch it either.
Yeah, there's probably some great British shows that they could bring over here and help enculture all of us Yanks, Leander. Like that British show, That's Bollocks, where they just yell that at things that they think are ridiculous. That's bollocks! The whole audience says it together.
Sounds very much like Graham Norton.
I was watching
Stanton Blues. That's a British cop show.
That sounds like a British cop show, doesn't it?
Holy mackerel, though. It's like, it's so bleak. It's unbelievable.
Really? No, it's not like upbeat and...
Oh, no, it's horrible. You know, the first episode, they kick in a door and this woman's died of a heroin overdose and the kids are starving to death in the kitchen. It's just horrible.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like a great show.
Remember Hill Street Blues? That was like the first time I saw any kind of like gritty realism on American TV, and it was kind of like that, but for the grimmer.
All righty. Well, let's move on to the very last segment of the show. Does Michael Fassbender look like Steve Jobs?
No.
You joined us just at the right time, Leander. Did you see the did you guys all see the Steve Jobs movie trailer?
Yeah.
He doesn't look anything like Steve Jobs at all. I mean, not even close.
He doesn't, and I don't think that's a problem, but it was like they decided to say F it. Like, let's have him like not look like Steve Jobs at all. Make him look like Bill Gates.
He doesn't sound like Steve Jobs. He doesn't. I didn't find his mannerisms to be like Steve Jobs.
Well, to be fair, there wasn't a lot of opportunity to see his mannerisms. I mean, I thought the trailer was pretty weak. Short.
Yeah,
it was. It was very weak, and you're looking at his back for like the last half of it.
Yeah, you couldn't even hear his like little monologue very well. The audio was like super jank.
Yeah,
who was delivering the voiceover? Was that supposed to be?
That was Fassbender.
Really? As Jobs?
As Jobs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Although I still got to say, it looked good. It looked really good, I thought. The cast was... Just the people they showed from the cast, I immediately elevated this movie in my mind. I was thinking, wow, this is actually a serious movie.
I'm just not going to be able to look at Seth Rogen and think, wow.
Right? That was...
He just looks...
It looks like Seth Rogen.
Yeah. You just see Seth Rogen, and you're like, okay, what stoner comedy am I watching now?
I know Josh Gad must be kicking himself, right? Josh Gad is such a good actor. Everything that I've seen him in, he has been stupendous. Yeah. And then he's going to be looking at this movie, and he was like, oh, man, I was in the one with Ashton Kutcher? Really?
Yeah.
But at least Ashton Kutcher looks like Jobs.
He does. And actually, I think that watching the trailer made me appreciate more how much Ashton Kutcher really does look like Steve Jobs. Yeah. Yeah, it is, right? It really is. I was like, wow, he really does look a lot like Steve Jobs, and maybe that won't matter to me once I see the movie.
It won't, because like Jesse Eisenberg doesn't look or sound anything like Zuckerberg.
I think he kind of resembles him.
No,
nothing like him.
Yeah, I think he looks like he's kind of
other
got
than
like that,
they both have like slightly curly hair.
Maybe that's what does it for me. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
They've both got that small, impish kind of demeanor.
But guys, really, people like us are the only people that are going to care if Fassbender doesn't look exactly like Jobs. Like normal people will not care.
Well, I don't care either. I mean, I don't think that is the most important.
But like, it's
thing.
Not even gonna. It's not even gonna take. Like, it might take us out of it for a second. We might have to like adjust and like suspend reality for a little bit. But like, normal people won't even have to do that. They'll just be like, okay, this guy's Jobs. That's fine.
I mean, it's people like even want to see this movie.
I think, yeah. I mean, it's like any like historical fiction movie. You know, none of the actors actually look exactly like who they portray.
Did you say people aren't going to want to see this movie, Irfan?
I just wonder if people do, because you're right. No, we live in a microcosm. I wonder if normal people see this trailer and are like, why in the hell would I want to spend $13 to see a movie about Steve Jobs?
Literally everyone knows who Steve Jobs is. And like, I think the biggest thing they've got to do is make the movie look interesting, right?
Yeah, right.
But like, I think Steve Jobs is like a reason for someone to go see a movie. Everyone knows who he is. Everyone knows what he did. But like making it interesting to be like, this is worth your time is I think the movie's, whoever's doing marketing for this movie has it cut out for him.
For sure. Right. Because yeah. I mean, I know everyone knows who Steve Jobs is, but everyone knows who Bill Gates is too. And I don't know very many people that have seen the Pirates of Silicon Valley besides us.
Yeah.
I don't know if people see all, you haven't even seen it.
No, I never saw it.
It's actually pretty good. Leander really likes it too, I think, doesn't he?
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, it's a pretty good movie. I don't know. That was you know, a hallmark made for TV, you know, primetime movie. Didn't people see it at the time?
I don't even know when that movie came out. Was it in the 90s?
It was in the 90s.
I was there at the at Macworld when Noah Wiley came out dressed as Steve Jobs.
Were you really?
That was great. It was a really good joke because it was like, hold on, wait a second. that's not Wiley.
You know, wait a second. That's not Steve Jobs.
Did he stand next to Steve Jobs?
Well, he came out first. He put his hands together in that kind of, you know, that pyramid with the fingertips together, making a pyramid with his hands, and just sort of stood there and smiled. And everyone was clapping like crazy. And then you could sort of, the joke slowly started to dawn on the crowd. And they started really clapping and laughing. It was super funny. And then Jobs came out and he was like, hey, you know, it's Noah or whatever.
I'm just joshing you guys.
Yeah,
it was my clone.
It was a classy way because there was, I think, you know, he wasn't like any portrayal of him in the media, you know, it wasn't the most flattering.
No.
And it was kind of nice of him to, you know, to sort of like, you know, take it on the chin with that. I thought it was pretty good.
It would have been awesome if they had come out from opposite sides of the stage running and then jumped up in the air and high-fived. That would have got the crowd going like crazy. Can you imagine? And then Steve Jobs kills him for his betrayal.
That I can imagine, yeah. Something
pulls like his head out of his body with his spine dangling and punts it into the crowd and then leaves the stage.
That'll teach you. You're not going to play me again.
All right.
That I can imagine.
I'm sorry for painting that picture as the last thing we talked about here on Cult Cast, but that's all the show we have for you guys this week. We should go ahead and wrap it up there, guys. Leander joining us just for the best part of the show. Good timing, Leander.
Oh, you're welcome.
He's like, I only had to listen to 10 minutes of this. Lucky me. All righty, well, this has been the Cult Cast, the best 30-minute album conversation you're going to hear all week long. Make sure you're following us on Twitter. I'm at Arifon, Leander's L, Candy Buster's BST3R, and Alex is Alex E. Heath. You're definitely going to want to follow him for his New York adventures. Alex, we're going to miss you. I'm going to cut in Sarah McLachlan here. No, I'm not. I'm not. I want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you guys.
Can I do it?
Mr. Walken, please.
Get Mr. Next time.
Oh. Maybe.
That was it.
That was it, guys. Who's washing their dishes? I bet it's Leander.
No, not me.
That was me.
Are you taking a tinkle?
Might have.
Oh.
What's up, sexy baby?
What up?
Oh, your mustache is just looking as fine as ever.
I gotta grow that bad boy back.
Oh, yes, you do.
Do you remember how glorious it was?
Molester status.
I left it on long enough to be in my friend's wedding photos, and then I shaved it off.
At least you got some great pics, bro.
I looked like a used car salesman. He was not thrilled. He was not thrilled because I told him I was going to show up with that on my face, and he didn't believe me, and then I did.
You son of a bitch. I'm sure his wife was just like, oh, damn it.
I know. We're not allowed to be friends anymore.
Oh,
I ruined that. Did you see this Bristler website this guy sent to us?
I did. I thought that was amazing. It's like, I don't know if you've heard of this website, but... for some reason, they always play it on like the NBA on ESPN, farmersonly.com.
I have heard of that. Is that actually a real thing?
It is. I looked at it one time.
Wow.
But beardsonly.com would be pretty badass, too.
I feel like Beards Only would be less niche than Farmers Only.
Yeah.
I mean, how many farmers can there be?
Right? Yeah. That's why I couldn't believe, Farmers Only. I just think it's, like, basically a code for country folk.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at the website. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's not actually farmers.
Right,
they just don't let in city folks, is what they say.
Yeah.
I wonder if you have to give them your address.
You do have to enter your zip code. Oh, damn, that's in California. I'm sorry, but
nobody's
there.
Yeah, and they use some type of mapping service to see if you're actually in the boonies.
Mm-hmm. How does the other company prove that you have a facial hair at all times, though? Like, I'm using my Twitter avatar was taken over a year ago, you know?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they just ask you a question when you first...
I guess you'll get bad reviews from
it. Doesn't actually have a beard to stroke.
Promised the mustache ride, did not live up to it.
Only had sideburns. Mustache promised, had sideburns only. 1 out of 5 stars. I love that you could select, do you have a beard, yes or no. My guess is if you select yes, then you can be the recipient of a beard stroking.
Yeah.
And if you select no, you can only be a strokee.
I'm sorry, you can only date men and women with facial hair. So.
Oh, gosh.
Your options are kind of limited on the female front. But
so... No. Alex's mom can join the site.
She can. She's up for grabs.
She's one of their founding members.
Alex isn't in this.
No, he's not. He just joined. Heyo.
That's what I like to hear.
Ow.
Some nice laughing.
Dude, Buster just made the rudest joke about your mother. Unbelievable.
What?
Your mother.
My mother's a saint.
Dorothy, that's what I said.
Is a saint.
Does she Dorothy. Have strong facial hair?
Buster was saying she could join bristler.com and be one of the people that gets their beard stroked.
Are you talking about your own mother, Buster?
No, I'm talking about my wife.